Blog Talk Radio.
I was hella broken. I didn't have a dime, but I was always focused. I ain't waste no time. I ain't ever calling my name. I used to walk to work every day, me and my dog. Like it or not, I came out alright. All the homies, we can move the same way, and I swear ain't nothing changed. Got a little bit of change in my pocket, but I maintain. We were young and in this world, chasing dreams and girls, running from our problems. I know that we older now, but that's what we were. Remember we were young, young and dumb. Some niggas in a rush. I remember we were young, young and dumb. Hang over love, it was us. Remember we were got class. My teachers used to hate me. The only reason that I did that was to keep from going crazy. I didn't give a damn about my grades. It's probably why we failed the ninth grade. Me and my dog, like it or not, we came out okay. All the homies, we came up the same way, and I swear ain't nothing changed. Way before I ever moved out the house and did the damn thing. We were young and in this world, chasing dreams and girls, running from our problems. And I know we're old enough, but that's what we were all about. Remember we were young, young and dumb. Some niggas in a rush.
What's up, y'all? Sorry, no, man, it's been a while. But it is what it is. It's your boy Retro Mayor's Insane. Welcome to Retro Land, where we talk about everything we talk about, from point A to point B, politics to rap music to everything else that's on my motherfucking head. Brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass, you know what I'm saying? Damon Network and all that good shit. O-N-E and all that good shit. Fuck you talking about, you know what I'm saying? Both of you from the motherfucking motherland, Lagos, Nigeria. You know what I'm saying? Tell your folks to dial in 516-453-9133 to fucking join the conversation. Press 1 to talk to your motherfucking boy. Listen, man. It's been a long motherfucking time. A nigga ruptured his Achilles and shit, thinking he Kobe Bryant. I'm not. Everybody not. I think it was only one Kobe. R.I.P. Kobe. Speaking of R.I.P. Kobe, though, that get me into, like, the first topic of the night, which is probably going to be, like, an ongoing topic of the whole night. And it's pretty much, like, a wrap-up of 2020, because we technically ain't get a wrap-up of 2020 episode due to me being out due to my ruptured Achilles and shit like that, surgery and all that. It went well. Thank you for your well wishes, everybody. And, see, I call her real cute. Call her, what's your name? Where you from? What's up, bro? Anybody?
All right, call you on the line, caller.
You?
You hear me?
Yeah.
What's up? It's your boy Short Fuse. What's up with you, man?
What's up, bro? Long time, you know what I'm saying? Legendary fucking host of fucking Merc City, you know what I'm saying? Long time no see. What's up, bro?
So, I've been chilling, man, working, you know, keeping the vibes right, getting myself together, you feel me, taking care of the family, you know how it is.
I feel you, man. How that music coming along? Everybody know you was a motherfucking beast MC and shit. How that music?
Man, shit just getting better, you know, trying to get work the kinks out, get everything settled in, you know. Just working hard, you feel me? Been writing a lot lately, getting the concepts down and everything. I mean, getting everything up step by step, taking it step day by day.
I feel you. Since we ain't talked to each other in a while, you know what I'm saying, you ain't been on here in a little secky sec, you know what I'm saying? Our episode today, you know what I'm saying, mostly revolving around like the wrap up of 2020. Basically, how was your 2020? You know what I'm saying, we ain't hear from you all 2020. Let us know how that went for you.
I ain't even gonna lie, yo. I was just thinking about that shit earlier. Fucking the worst year, yo. Like the worst year in American history. One of the worst years in American history. Probably was one of my better years, yo. Like one of my best years. Like it probably was one of like, I don't know. It was in like the cloud, the sky. So like this shit was like a great year for me. For me, like I had a good 2020.
You know what's crazy though? I kind of feel the same. Not even kind of, bro. I've been telling niggas that like all last year. Like, for as fucked up as 2020 was for a lot of motherfuckers, it wasn't that fucked up for me. Like, I had my ups and downs as, like, everybody do and all that shit. And it was even, like, crazy crucial points in my life where shit was super fucked up. But it was, like, for the most part, though, you know what I'm saying? 2020 wasn't that bad, per se. Like,
Nobody close to me got COVID. I didn't get COVID. What? My daughter's is good. I'm straight. My music is getting better. I'm getting better. I'm growing. Like, it was hella growth this last year, yo. Like, hella growth. That shit was beautiful, man.
Yo, so aside from, like, the good things involved in, like, COVID, I know, like, you heavy into this music stuff, and I'm like, one of the things I wanted to talk about, like, aside from, like, shit like COVID and stuff like that, among other things that, like, happened in 2020 is, like, a lot of rappers died in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, being, like, a rapper yourself, like, how do you feel about that and, like, the trend of, like rap continuing to be, like, one of the most dangerous professions out there?
You know, that shit is crazy. It's dangerous because of the real factor, like, it's so, like, you got, like, certain rappers, if you rap that, you have to live that, and there's people out here that only live to test that. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people practice what you preach, and a lot of motherfuckers is getting caught up in it because they get fame, you get money, you chilling, everybody good, you thinking everybody around you good. And then somebody on the outside looking in could want that. And shit happens like that, you feel me? But it's, for me, it's like, you got to watch who you keep around you, too, you know? You can't have motherfuckers around, you can't have people around you that's on, that want you to go back to the ignorant ways, want you to go back to that, the ways that got you stuck. You know, you can't be around motherfuckers that want you to be doing street shit when you getting money, when you good in them, right? Like, you can't have motherfuckers around you that want to feed into the nonsense when we could be getting money out here. You feel me?
So, all right. So, we not going to, like lighten anybody's situation or make it seem like anybody's situation is, like, less important than anybody else's. But I do have, like, a question. Like, who would you say was, like, the biggest loss in the rap game of 2020?
The biggest loss. who we gonna lose this year? Pop Splash here. For me, like as a fan,
yeah.
as a hip hop fan and all that, shit, damn, Doom died this year. So for me, it was FBG Duck, yo. For me, FBG Duck was a big loss, for real, yo.
Yo, I ain't even gonna lie. I'm not even gonna hold you. If he not top one, he probably two. He probably is. Like, for me, too, he probably definitely is. If it's not him, for me, it's probably Pop Smoke. He is heavy repping it for the East Coast.
Man. Yeah, yeah.
Like that.
He was Pop Smoke was one of them, too, but, yo.
Yeah, he is a young
Duck
boy.
Because Duck was, like, there, like, and you can, and looking back at Duck old videos now, like, I was just looking at the Gang Anthem video, and I'm watching all those shit. I'm like, yo, this man was, like, right there, like, he was there. He had the sound, he had the lyrics, everything. He was there.
And it's crazy though, because he was just getting there through getting blackballed by Dirk and all them niggas. And then it was like, they finally hit the top and shit. And for that to happen, I ain't even gonna lie, I was kind of hurt by that. I ain't like that shit. That shit was corny to me.
Yeah,
and
shit
I ain't even
crazy,
gonna lie, I was on this show. On this show, I kind of expressed that shit multiple times, like the way Duck went out, that shit fucked me up. I ain't like that shit. That shit was like, it left a foul taste in my mouth, cause it was like that was just some sucking shit. Like of all the niggas that could go out and shit, like he ain't had to. Like that shit was ass.
And that shit is where it happened.
Yeah.
Where and how it happened for me is like that was some sucking shit for niggas to do, but it is when you rap. But then I take it in as. You live that life, you live by the sword, you die by the sword, you know? Same with Pop Smoke,
well,
same with King Von, same with anybody that get, with anybody that's in their life that happen. It's not, it's sad, but it's sad to say that shit, it's harsh, but it's real shit, like, it's fucked up, but when you live that life, you have to expect what comes with it, you know, you gotta accept what comes with it, so I mean, like, you can't just accept all the awards and not take the consequences, the scars, and all that shit to go with it. You feel me? So niggas just gotta be smart, bro. That's all. You gotta move smarter. Fuck that.
That shit crazy. Like the niggas, the niggas who killed Mo 3, they was trying to kill Boozy. They thought Boozy wanted to smoke with them niggas. That shit crazy.
You know, niggas is weird nowadays, bro. It's too much money out here for motherfuckers to be trying to kill people, each other. For beef. It's too much money to be beefing,
shit,
man.
It's too much money. Shit, it's free money out here because of fucking something, them niggas. They had shitloads of fucking money. Fucking PUA and all that other good shit. I don't know how niggas. Man, it's weird, though. Like, it's like death and all that other shit, like crime and all that. Still managed to go up, even though one nigga supposed to be inside, but that's neither here nor there. But then two, like, they just gave niggas all this free money and shit. Like, y'all niggas got a bunch of bread and all that shit. Y'all niggas ain't buying no houses, no nothing. Y'all still beefing with each other. That shit crazy. But we got a motherfucking track next. DJ, spin that motherfucking track. We're going to be back with these callers in a sec.
Holding me to the right, what it will Gotta hold my own, my cross to bear a long night. Ooh, way to dip, way to kill the fools. No, you like that sneaking. Screw it, baby, baby. Heavy on my empty mindset. I gotta keep on losing the rest of me. Still worry that I wasted the best in me on your face. You don't care. I don't miss no text, I choose not to respond. I don't regret this pretension, never happened. Half of us laying waste of our youth is in the present. Half of us chasing fountains of youth, and it's in the present now.
And welcome to Retro Land, your boy Retro Merzian saying, live from the motherland, Lagos, Nigeria, nigga. Call in 516-453-9133, press 1 to join the conversation. Most of you by them boys at Looking Glass, Damon Networks. It's an O&E production, my nigga. Hey, 2020 was a pretty shitty year, you know what I'm saying? And that presidential fucking race, if you could call it that. Just bullshit. I ain't even gonna lie, though. Like, we ain't had sports for most of the year. So, like, for me, that shit was kind of, like, the closest thing to it. Because, like, we had some fucking clowns running for president for, like, the second presidency straight. It is, like, amazing. Shit is definitely a me. Oh, we got another caller on motherfucking Q. Caller 2, what it do? What's your name? Where you from?
Yo, yo, yo. What's happening, cuz?
What's up, bro?
This nothing, man. Chilling, yo. What's good? Yo. What's going on?
Man, you already know. Another day in paradise. You know what I'm saying? Eating Cheetos, drinking Lipton.
Motherfucking paradise.
Motherfucking paradise. So, like, we got a question of the day, you know what I'm saying? You second person calling, so I got to ask you. You're a big hip-hop fan and shit. What do you think was, like, the biggest loss in the rap game of 2020?
The biggest loss in the rap game 2020. Probably between Pop Smoke and King Von. I feel like King Von shouldn't have went out the way he went out, because I feel like he was giving the bull the fair fade. Yo, he went out with the, you know, he went out with the fight. He went out with the fist. His bull brought the gun, yo, basically what I'm saying. And I feel like, yo,
no,
bull shouldn't have brought the gun, yo. I feel like, I mean, at the same time, Von, I feel like Von fucked up, yo. He was slipping, yo, because, you know, it was 2020. And who fights fair in 2020, yo?
No, real rap. Then you got to think, they not kids. You know what I'm saying?
No.
It's not like, yo, 13, 14. Yo, a bunch of 20-some-year-olds and shit. Like, you would expect,
right,
if somebody would bring a gun out, honestly. Like,
right.
Then it's like, for what them niggas rap about, it's like, for nobody in your camp to have had a gun, honestly, it's making me think, like, yo, we might as well, you know what I'm saying? Like, why not rob rappers? Clearly, even the most gangster of them niggas be slipping sometimes.
Right. That shit was just weird to me, yo. That whole situation didn't make sense. Whole situation. King Von, what, Swing on Quando Rondo, and then Bull coming around the truck with a gun, yo. That whole situation. I mean, Von didn't have a gun. Why you got to shoot Von?
I mean, it's crazy, though, because, like, I listen to Quando Rondo, like, to the fact. It's funny. Because he say, like, Lil Timmy, he shoot niggas. Like, he used to say that shit in his songs a lot. Like, Lil Tim he don't fight. Like, he shoot niggas. He is warning niggas. So, like, plus, like, no cap. Like, you look at it from their perspective, it's like, it was him. He getting punched on by Von. And then they surrounded by, like, six niggas who all is from Von Kent. And then it's just y'all two.
Right.
I don't know where the rest of y'all niggas at. It was like, from that point of view, it was like, you see it, but it's like, on the same strength as, I don't know, man. It is fucked up. But on the same time,
it is fucked
up. You know, Vine know, bro, niggas is scared of you. Like, you keep it a beam, bro, niggas is scared of Vine, bro. So it's like, bro, they don't want to fight you. Like, you gotta be aware.
Vine. And another thing about Von, like, the thing that really messed me up, yo, is, like, Von album came out, I downloaded the album, and I swear to God, the next day this nigga died, I said, you know what, I'm not even going to listen to it, yo. I really didn't listen to it because, like, I was like, ain't this about a bitch. I downloaded the shit, and then literally the next day this man died, I was like, ain't this a bitch.
No, and
like,
it's
I couldn't
crazy.
Even listen to it.
It's crazy, though. I tell niggas, bro, like, you always, like, you gotta be mindful and be aware of who you are. You know what I'm saying? Bro, niggas is scared of you. Like, word on the street is you killed seven niggas, bro. Niggas don't want no smoke with you. Niggas, like, you from Chicago. You killed seven niggas in the south side of Chicago, bro. Niggas don't want no smoke with you.
Right.
Like, and you rich on top of that. Bro, like, niggas gotta be mindful of who they are. You can't, niggas like you can't get away with fighting random niggas in Atlanta, bro. Like, no disrespect to Atlanta, but Atlanta not like that. Not like they not like that, but they reputation not like that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm glad that you said that. Like, and he died in Atlanta. Like, this about to sound fucked up. Well, I would have felt better had he died in Chicago. But this man died.
No,
you're
sick.
Like,
in Atlanta.
Like,
that's like a city niggas move to when they getting away from shit. Like, niggas, like, you don't really care about too much Atlanta beef. Like, even the niggas from Atlanta don't really beef like that. When they do it, they don't be bloodshed over that shit. Like, who was the niggas who was beefing that was bloodshed? Gucci and fucking and Jeezy. But beyond that, who? Like, nobody. For real, for real.
Nope. The only people from Atlanta who had real beef probably was Jeezy and Gucci.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's the only beef I know that, like, a body drop or something. Like, I ain't really heard too much of no other shit.
Me neither. I can't say that I have either. Outside of them two, hell no.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Not from Atlanta,
either. Yeah, like, so it's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you hear, when you hear shit happening in Atlanta, it's usually, like, other niggas coming to Atlanta doing shit. And that's pretty much what that shit was in this case. Only thing is, like, the boy Lil Tim, he's from Atlanta. So it was like, you came to Atlanta, swung on to Atlanta, you swung on to Atlanta niggas, and you got killed by Atlanta niggas. And that's another thing, bro. You can't be doing shit like that in another nigga city. Like, how you come to another nigga city?
That's true.
Like, bro, you come to Philly. You're out of town, nigga. And you come to Philly, and you punch on me in front of Philly niggas. You not making it out of Philly. You're not making it off that block.
Fact.
So it's like, and you think of it like that, too. It's like, if they was in Chicago, bro, Von could have punched on that nigga all fucking day when shit happened. But
right. They
wasn't in Chicago. They literally was in Quando Rondo City. And that's why I don't understand why everybody, like, niggas all on Dirk and them dick, like, trying to ban Quando Rondo from shit and all that. Like, niggas forgetting, like, this shit happened on Quando Rondo home turf. Like, what the fuck was he supposed to do? Go out like a bitch?
Shit. He was taking that ass
until Buddy shot Von. No, but I'm saying though, like, how would that have looked on his career? Now that Von dead, bro, we don't even talk about how Quando Rondo was getting his ass beat, and he was getting his ass beat badly. But nobody talk about that
badly.
Von got killed. They're saying, yeah, it's all fun and games that fucking Quando. That fucking Quando Rondo fucking got
his shit beat in.
Yeah, it's all fun and games. He got his shit
beat
in.
But Von tweeted prior to that. He said, Von said it's on site. So what he supposed to do? Just let that man, like, walk past, although he was in his city?
That's another thing. If you tweet it's on site and then you come to my city, nigga, we got to kill you. You said it's on site, bro. You said it's on site and you known to be a killer in your own city. So you come to my city talking it's on site shit, bro, we going to move accordingly. Bro, that's why I said, bro, you got to be mindful of the shit you doing and the shit you saying and who you is. Because I see some shit like that,
right. Bro,
I'm going to want to get down. And that's just it. That's just is how it is. Like, you tweeting this on site, and then you die, but then the world got sympathy for you when you was the nigga antagonizing it. You tweeted this on site. I'm at the car chilling and smoking. You walk up and just punch on me. My brother shoot you. Nigga, it is what it is.
And that's how it went down.
That's literally how it went down. Like, it is what it is. Like,
Let's talk about Pop Smoke real quick, yo.
That shit, I ain't like that shit neither. Like,
that shit was weird too.
They said Hoovers did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Cali did it. Niggas was formerly Crips, but now they own shit, so they just Hoover gangsters and shit. They said they did it. And it supposedly didn't have no relation to they beef out New York and da da da. And it was because he posted his address and shit on Instagram and all that other shit. And then some niggas say he got backdoored by one of the niggas that was in there named Mike something or whatever the fuck. I ain't even gonna lie though. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that the niggas he was beefing with in New York could not have still got some Hoover niggas or whoever niggas to do shit, especially knowing, like, he just posted his address and all that other shit. Like, I don't think it's worth that he got backdoored by his man and shit like that. Because, like, it's not like they beefing with niggas that don't got no money. Like, some of they do got bread. Like, 22 G's, he do got a deal. Fucking Costa Gucci, he got a deal. Nigga Freshie the General, he get views on YouTube, so I'm going to assume he do shows or whatever the fuck. So like,
right.
Like they not beefing with niggas who don't got no money at all. So like, and then it's like, it's GDs everywhere. So you know what I'm saying?
Peep this though. Here's where it's funny to me, yo. They went and they killed Pop Smoke, right? Right when he hit the home run to blow up, like really blow up. Like Pop Smoke was about to be the probably like the hottest young rapper. Like for real, no lie. I really felt like he was probably about to be the hottest young rapper. At least for he was about to have some summers, you know, like when you a rapper and you hot, you got like 3 summers, 4 summers. He was about to have some summers, yo. Like for real. Like I really feel like Pop Smoke was about to have some summers, yo. Like he was about to kill the rap game for a while. Like to be honest with you, I really feel like either he was gonna help people elevate their career that's like kinda neutral, or he was gonna like take the like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that, like, and he had 50 Cent back in the month, yo. Like I'm not even a huge 50 Cent fan, but the world loved 50 Cent so much that he would have just shined, whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like just because 50 Cent was backing him up, for one, he was shining, and two, I feel like he just had the right sound for the music that he was making in the times that we in. Like,
right.
So
we on air live from Lagos, Nigeria, motherland. You know what I'm saying? Call in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the call. Brought to you by Looking Glass, Damon Network, O&E, State Farm Insurance. You know what I'm saying? No, but fucking
Hey, Rogers, talk. I'm you.
Jake from State Farm. You couldn't find a standard that looked anything like me?
Have you seen mine?
Like looking in a mirror, right?
Now that one makes sense.
Look, guys, I don't even have a stand-in.
Of course you do.
Hold on. Is that Drake?
That's right. Drake from State Farm.
Like a good neighbor. Stand-ins don't have lines.
Oh, okay.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So, fucking Pop Smoke, I feel like Pop Smoke went out like way before his time. I feel like Pop Smoke was like on pace to be like the next superstar, like music, like rap superstar. I feel like Pop Smoke had that potential. Like we saying, like he had a movie coming out. Like I feel like Pop Smoke could have been like, especially with him being from New York and shit. Like I feel like the like rap just be different when you got like a sustainable New York person. Like just cause like rap technically is like from New York or whatever the fuck, but I don't know. Like the marketing ability of a New Yorker and just like the sheer size of New York and the fact that when niggas get famous enough, they actually do support regardless of where niggas from and how, whatever. So I don't know. Like I feel like, and then his music, like it wasn't the best, but it was passable. Most of it was passable, and it was different. Like he ain't sound like niggas, and now that he dead, his niggas. Like the boy Dusty Lokane that's like sound exactly like him and shit. All this corny shit. And you got fake Pop Smokes and shit. But, yeah.
Yeah, like I said, he had the sound to make it for sure. That's like you said, he had potential to make it far in the rap game, you know. Like, that's basically all I was trying to say, you know. Like, because he had. I mean, like you said, he wasn't the best, but he was good. He was passable. He was, like, you know, and I feel like, I ain't going to say he would have been the best, but he would have been damn near close to it after a while, you know. You know, just like, again, I'm going back to 50 Cent, just like 50 Cent, man, was at the top. He had Dre and M backing him up, and then he became, you know, 50 Cent that we know. So I feel like that probably would have, not probably, I definitely know that would have happened for Pop Smoke. Like, he would have definitely been 50 Cent. Then, you know, I guess you could say modern day 50 Cent, if you will.
Hey, Sir Sue, you still on air, broski, bro?
Yeah, I'm still here, bro.
How you feel about, like, the passing of Pop Smoke?
Nah, that shit was crazy. They shot down a star. They shot a star on the way up. They shot a star on the way up. That's what's crazy about it. His character, his charisma, he had the it factor. Like, he was more than just a rapper. He could be more than just a rapper. And that's
Bingo,
why
that's
50
the
word,
Cent, the it factor.
And that's why 50 Cent. That's why 50 Cent tried to keep him around. That's why other people outside of rap was trying to keep him around, because they seen it. That's it's crazy that he died.
Yeah, I feel like it's a hole in a rap game where Pop Smoke was. Like, I feel like his presence hasn't been filled yet. And I honestly don't think it will be. Like, I don't think it will be. I feel like he was a unique talent, and he was a special talent that, like, basically, like, we never got to see his best shit. It's like, people forget that he wasn't really rapping that long to be, like, mm-hmm. as good and influential as he was. Like, he wasn't really, like, a artist for as long as, like, people who never get into his position. So, like, I don't know. I don't like it, but it's part of the game. Like, it is what it is. People sign up for this lifestyle. People sign up for this life in the street, and then the streets catch up with them. And then it's like we expected to have sympathy, but he was another nigga like King Von, who basically made a living off dissing niggas' dead friends and fucking and talking about killing niggas and shit like that. And then when the shit catch up to him, then niggas don't know how to act, niggas don't know how to feel, or niggas want to throw a pity party and say niggas is like the best person ever. I don't know. Man, it's a double-edged sword that come with the streets and shit. Because, like, I guess you're a different person to everybody. Like, everybody know a different version of you. You might be the devil to somebody. You might be fucking Jesus to somebody. I guess everything is all fucking perception. But we got a motherfucking track next. Let's not talk fucking theology and shit like that, because we deaf can talk that shit too. Fuck is you talking about?
Change platter. She just happy that the time she rode the wave, not so often. Bitches out to do it either way. Often, baby, I can make that pussy rain. Often, 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 girl, I do this often. Make that pussy pop it, do it how I want it. Often, often, girl, I do this often. Make that pussy pop it, do it how I want it. Often. Ooh, the sun's rising up. The night's almost done. The night's you wanna go again? Girl, I'll go again. Girl, I'll go again. She asked me if I do this every day. I said often. Not so many times she rode the wave. Not so often. Bitches down to do it either way. Often, baby, I can make that pussy rain.
Yo, rocking with your boy Retro Mersey, you know what I'm saying? Tuned in to Welcome to Retro Land. You already know, you know what I'm saying? Brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass, Damon Networking, O&E, State Farm Insurance. Call in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. I feel like you pretty, like, you know what I'm saying, close to, like, wrapping up 2020. I honestly, not really. You know what I'm saying? How y'all felt about, like, the coronavirus and of itself? Like, I feel like, you know what's crazy? You can't even talk about that shit on YouTube. Like, if you mention coronavirus, your videos get demonetized and all that shit. You got the nigga Trump calling it the fucking China virus and shit. They said this shit came from a nigga eating a motherfucking bat. Like, what the fuck is actually going on? Then you got Fauci saying that the shit actually not transmittable through the air and that fucking, like, the strands is mutating and the vaccine's going to be ill-effective for all the mutated strands. It's only going to be effective for the first original strand, but that's not even what's affecting people no more as of, like, months ago. Like, there's a bunch of different mutated strands for this shit. Like, how y'all feel about that shit?
Man, that shit is crazy. I don't know, cool. I don't listen. If it's something that can fuck up your lung, your system, your inside, I don't fuck around with that shit. I mess up. I keep a pack of hand sanitizer wipes in my back, my car. Man, I don't play around, bro. That's a sickness out there. Niggas is getting sick off of that shit. A lot of people in the hospital up there, I ain't fucking around. And I ain't trying to not be at work, out of work for a month, for 2 weeks and shit. It's fucking crazy. You?
All right. Bill, you there?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
He fell out in the spirit, y'all. Don't worry about it. He here. Don't worry about it.
I was literally just talking. That's crazy. Well, fucking, I tested positive for that shit. And, like, it was crazy because, like, I was asymptomatic and shit. But I only found out that I even had it because I had to get surgery. And my surgery got postponed because I tested positive for corona. So it was like, the worst part about that shit for me was literally, like, missing work. For real, like, not being able to go to work. And I'm missing a check because of this shit. Like, that was the only, like, super ass part about that shit for me. For real. Like, beyond that, like, I don't know. it's weird. Like I'm on the fence about like how I really feel about Corona, because it's like, well, on one hand, I want this shit to be over with and like want to go back to like normal and all that like the shit we was used to like pre-Corona and all that shit. But then it's like on the other hand, it's like, why don't niggas just like wear their fucking masks and like wear the gloves and like just like do what niggas gotta do to get this shit eradicated so shit can be over? It's like you want to just rebel and like not listen to nobody and just like say fuck it, take your fucking mask off and just like pretend shit is normal. But then it's like you think of it in like the long term, like yo, that shit is only going to fucking make everything take fucking longer to open back up and reestablish. Unless niggas just go about it with the idea that like yo, just let the fucking people who go and die from that shit die. Just like let the virus assimilate into our DNA and just keep it pushing. Now, I ain't gonna lie though, like I lean toward that side for the most part, but it's like in all reality, that's pretty harsh and fucked up. And if like the only other alternative is us wearing fucking masks all the fucking time and taking fucking vaccines that make nurses collapse in 3 minutes, like what the hell?
I kind of feel you on that though. Like you gonna catch it and die, then you gonna catch it and die. I mean, it is fucked up, but you know, yeah, I mean, I kind of feel you on that, yo.
No, cause like think about it, right? If we were to let everybody who was going to just die anyway, catch it and die, not waste the resources in trying to like rescue them, not exhaust all the medical information. I mean, medical resources and all that. That could go toward people that's sick with curable shit, not risk getting all our doctors sick and shit like that. Like, why do all that? Like, you know what I'm saying? And then you let all the people that's, like, weaker immune systems and shit like that, like, if you was to let them check, this would already be assimilated in our DNA, and everybody living with our, like, would be, like, living, like, basically everybody would be immune to it. And then even if, it would be the people that's lightly immune to it, and those would be the people with flu-like symptoms who end up surviving with moderate care. Like, I don't understand why, like I understand it, but it's like, it's a, from a power standpoint, and from a leadership standpoint, it's a weak stance to not be able to make that call when you know that's the, like, the best call, unless it's not financially beneficial for you to do such, which it isn't. And, like, that's pretty much what all this shit is. It's, like, Big Pharma is, like, pushing for, like, motherfuckers to continue to need treatment for coronavirus, get charged medical bills from having to go take tests. You're going to get charged for the vaccine. Like basically a bunch of shit. The underlying health problems you get from the from coronavirus, you go to the doctors for those, more medical bills such and such. Then like you gotta take medicine to prevent like yourself from getting sick. And basically it's like it's a big spinning pot for Big Pharma, fast food, and all that shit has been up. Amazon, Alibaba, Walmart, and shit. That like ship stuff has been up, Home Depot and shit like that. All that shit, stocks and shit has been up. And like you think about it, it's like coronavirus has been very lucrative for people who have like a good amount of ownership, or people with a lot of equity, or like companies that like own a lot or have a lot of assets. The only people it really hurt is people who are not like physically able to work during a time where there's actually a lot of jobs out there available, or like people who like cannot sustain themselves, like example kids and shit like that, or like older people and stuff like that. So it's like, I don't know, if you was to allow the people who like can't fight off the virus to get the virus and then see if they can or can't, then I don't understand. Like, I don't know. I feel like this should have been over. Like, I feel like if we'd have did that, niggas would have been able to get out the house and go hit a beach or go hit a club. Like, I guarantee you, if niggas would follow what I just said, by the summertime, you know what I'm saying, girls would be able to go shake their ass at Magic City without a mask on. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Affleck, you know what I'm saying? Affleck Insurance sponsoring motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
Boy,
shout out
I'm glad we got Affleck, huh?
Affleck!
No, I've just got major medical.
Major medical.
But, helps pay the doctors.
Pays the doctors, boy!
Oh, yeah? What about your family? We added Affleck, so we get cash. It's like our safety net. To help with the mortgage or whatever we need. So my family doesn't feel the pain, too.
Help protect your family at Aflac.com.
Yeah, so that's it. That's a whole thing right there. But I guess that's just a part of funny getting fucked up. Like, what's up? Hey, let me know your side. I want to know if I just sound crazy, like I'm just ranting or something.
Nah, I feel like if niggas just wear their fucking mask and stay fucking 6 feet and just, like, don't just chill the fuck out. You don't have to go to fuck. Everybody's trying to go to fuck out. It's cold as shit. Where the fuck is y'all trying to go? It's cold, motherfucker. You know, niggas trying to travel. Niggas is going broke. Trying to go out. Niggas is going broke. Trying to go out. Going broke and getting sick. It was cool when niggas just getting broke. Now y'all going broke and y'all getting COVID. Stay the fuck in the crib. Chill the fuck out. They got all types of apps that send y'all anything y'all want, damn near. Amazon got everything. Stay in the fucking crib. That's all niggas gotta do. Stay in the crib, bro. You know what I'm saying? Chill out. Maybe good.
No,
let
it's
them off. Die.
It's really that simple. Like, solution to that shit is really as simple as sitting the fuck down, staying in the house, or going to work, go home, stay in the fucking house. Like, yo. It's crazy. We got all these. It seemed like life was kind of like built for like this point. Like, you got all the online games on. Got to go nowhere to play online with your friends and shit like that. All these streaming services. There's unlimited shit to watch in the crib. Shit like that. You got like in-house workout equipment and shit. Like, you technically never got to leave the house. Like, if you so choose to. Like, you don't got to leave the house. The funnier irony of all this shit is, it's going to be so many people who live exactly how we're forced to live right now once we don't got to live like this no more. It's just the simple fact that we have to is why they're
upset, yo.
Because, like, yo, when I tell you my everyday life is kind of still the same, minus having to put a mask on. Like, if I didn't have to put a mask on every day, my everyday life is exactly the same.
Nah, that's real shit. I'll probably go see certain people more. I'll probably go certain places
like,
that I always want to
like
go
that,
more.
But
other than that, I'm in the crib.
Like, yeah, like, as far as, like, you still go to work, yeah. Does your hours change? No. what do you like? You still play the game? Yeah. You still watch the same shit on YouTube? Yeah. Your shows still come on? Absolutely. What else changed? You still got your car? Yeah. You still live in the same crib? Yeah. Your annoying ass neighbor still your annoying ass neighbor? Yeah. What really changed? damn.
Shit.
The Poppy at the Poppy store that cooked the food, that's still same Poppy? Yeah. All right, bro. Hey, what's your issue? Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even allowed. We went up. Like, that's nutty. But other than that, those, like, all right. Life as usual. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. 2020 sucked, but it ain't suck as bad as people made it seem. Like, it sucked in weird ways. Like, it sucked in...
It the only thing that made 2020 suck was COVID.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. And the fact that we had a fucking racist president who was in his last year, so he was nervous. Like, it's not enough to be like Trump and be like a racist dickhead president. He was a racist, nervous dickhead president, scared that he wasn't about to be president no more. Like, oh shit, I'm not about to be president no more. They can actually lock me up for the dumb shit I was doing. Like, that nigga was trying hard as shit. We got a call, another caller on cue, caller 3. What's your name? What it do?
Yes. Good evening. How are you? This is Sharif Lee. I'm well. I just wanted to say welcome back and congratulations.
You.
And you're welcome. And I'm happy and I'm proud. You know, I'm happy for you. And I just noticed the commercials that you played on the show. I'm just, you know, acknowledging that, you know, you have sponsors supporting your show. So I just wanted to say congratulations to you and Brother O. That's all I wanted to. And
thank you.
And you're welcome. And continue on with the show. And, you know, you all have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. You too. See, everybody that calls in here isn't, like, ignorant like me. It's just nice. We got a nice, reach. We reach people from, like, different places. Me, I smoke weed and I'm kind of retarded. But I'm smart and I'm kind of retarded.
This nigga. Paradoxes
that make sense.
Dude, this nigga said that.
No, but you know, like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like shit like that is, like, okay to say. We made it through 2020. We can say as much dumb shit as we want to. We're not even allowed to go outside for extended amounts of time. I feel like I should be allowed to say dumb shit since I can't do dumb shit.
For sure.
Yo, so I got a question, right? What kind of, like, new crimes do you think, like, cops, like, get reported now that niggas in a pandemic and shit? Like, what do you think, like, the more, like, you know how, like, cops get called for, like, domestic disturbances and, like, shit like that all the time and shit pre-pandemic? I'm sure that shit went up even more and skyrocketed. But you think, like, I feel like they get a lot more dumber calls and shit now. Like, my fucking 9-year-old son stuck his finger in an electric socket. Like, stupid shit. Like, I feel like, more stupid shit happens more now than ever because niggas is always in the house. Like, you want to know one thing I always wanted to do? I always wanted to wrap myself in bubble wrap and then jump off high shit. It was like, I think I've seen it in the movie, but I always wanted to know if that shit really works. Like, can you go jump off, like, the second floor of your fucking crib wrapped in bubble wrap?
I wouldn't try it.
I feel like it's worse
than
an
experiment. That shit popping, then you break something.
That's why you make sure you wrap it enough. I feel like if I throw my PlayStation out my window wrapped in bubble wrap, like securely wrapped in bubble wrap, and I throw my PlayStation out the window, and it works after I do it, I feel like I can try it out with myself.
That's just
you do that. And if I see you in a full body cast, then I know why.
No, I ain't even gonna lie, man. Once my leg heal up all the way, I feel like I might try that. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
I feel like I'm gonna donate my life to science. In the name of science, I'm going to jump out my window.
Cool out.
Nah, real rap, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? What Beanie Sigel say? I go through it so you wouldn't do it after me. You know what I'm saying?
He said it.
I'm about to wrap myself in bubble wrap, jump out a window. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let niggas know how that go. And if that shit goes successfully, that might be the next trend on social media. You know what I'm saying? Might get on Instagram, see the retro Mirzy challenge, and a bunch of dickheads jumping out the window in bubble wrap.
Cool out. And no, Jay-Z said,
no, like,
Jigga do that.
We just had
to go through that.
We just had a crazy ass snowstorm and shit. Like, I guarantee you, if I was jumping out on the snow, I'd have definitely survived and shit. I'd have came up looking like the Michelin Man and shit.
This guy again, man.
Listen, man, somebody got to be childish. What the old head say on Step Brothers? He was like, I lost my dinosaur. Don't lose your dinosaur.
Yo, that's my favorite thing in the movie, yo.
Yo, real shit. Like, Dad, I don't think it's realistic to want to be a dinosaur. Don't lose your dinosaur. Yo, that's the message of the night to everybody that's listening. Don't lose your dinosaur. Shout out Frito-Lay. Shout out sponsor Frito-Lay.
Oh, God.
Did you steal my Cheetos again?
Just tell him it wasn't you.
But I caught you at the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw you snacking on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
You even had him in the shower.
It wasn't me.
I even caught you on camera.
You don't want no granted access to your snacks. Don't talk surprised, that's your seat behind your back. You gotta keep tabs before she emptied that bag. Let's review the situation, orange fingers, red flag. To keep you on stash, you gotta hide it better. If she asks where they are, you say forget her. Never admit to a word, and please don't upset her. And if she keep on snacking, I guess you'll let her.
Well, did you?
Wasn't me.
Oh. Okay. Well, that's the first time that's ever worked.
New Cheetos Crunch Pop Mix.
So, like, I ain't even okay. Yo, bitch, steal my Cheetos. She got to buy me some fucking water. Fuck that. Who you be?
It wasn't me.
So, like, who the fuck else was it? You know she stole your fucking Cheetos, nigga. Your fucking Cheetos, bitch.
It's a whole song.
Real red. I was like, yo, where the fuck this nigga come from? This nigga was just in my house all day. Both of y'all give me some fucking Cheetos.
My Cheetos.
Go sit in a fucking, yo, you ever peep every black people house got like got a master chair in their living room and shit?
Yo.
Exactly like the sofa. I go sit in my master
yo.
Chair with my fucking Cheetos.
Yo.
Yo. Cause
I'm getting one of those,
yo, bro. Yo, real shit,
yeah,
I need
one. My house got one of those, yo.
My crib just feel real incomplete. I got to make it match my couch, though. It only works if it's, like, the exact replica of your couch, but, like, the master chair. That shit literally fit, like, three people, but only one person ever sit on it at a time. I remember my dad used to genuinely be upset if somebody else sat on it. He could tell. Like, he could feel it, yo, somebody been on my chair. I remember we broke that shit. That nigga replaced that shit in like a week. That nigga was not playing. My motherfucking shit. That shit crazy. Yo, fucking. Speaking of broken shit, I think my fucking dad needed fucking insurance on that motherfucking shit. You think State Farm insure fucking furniture? This is like, yo, my dad got this master chair and shit. You know what I'm saying? Ass like, yo, got me.
Motherfucking duck would have came flying in your fucking living room.
Real rat. Ass flack. Was good. What you mean, six? My dad need a new master chair.
Right.
Essential to all black people houses. The house just ain't been the same since my dad chair broke.
Yeah,
No, but for real, though, shout out to Affleck Insurance, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Frito-Lay. Shout out to State Farm. Yo, you think I can ever get my own State Farm commercial, though? Like, that would be lit. Like, if I could get State Farm commercial, though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, work. Listen, Drake got one, man.
Real rap, you know what I'm saying? Right, you know what I'm saying? Right, rock this shit out some khakis, you know what I'm saying? I know y'all listening, you know what I'm saying? So I need Mary from State Farm.
Cutting his hair, yo.
Yo, real rap, my man look
he's
goofy
different.
As shit. Yo, what you say, yo. Fucking Drake learning, there was like Drake put Arabic on his next, language cue. My man loading Arabic into his fucking brain. Call the four room Q. What it do? What's your name? Where you from? Join the last fest. I think we all high right now.
Hello, hello. I am Angela. I am calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I am enjoying you guys' show.
Thank you. Much
y'all
appreciated.
Thank you. Y'all are funny. I'm enjoying this. Like,
thank you.
I get my music fixed because I'm not really into music, so I get my fix when I get to tune in to ONE. So I thank you guys for doing what you're doing, and shout out to State Farm, Aflac, and Frito-Lay for sponsoring you guys.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Well, I'm out.
Before you leave, though, you got a question. Well, I got a question.
Yeah.
How was 2020 for you? Would you say that 2020 was a good or a bad year for you specifically? And why?
2020 was amazing for me. Where a lot of people were sidetracked and unsure. It's just like God just showed up in my life and just showed out. Like, he just really showed me exactly who he was. He did not care where I was in my life. He showed up. And he began to reveal himself to me. I thank God for being who he is in my life because it has allowed me to be able to be a part of this network. I came on in April. Now I'm a commissioner. So God is good. And for that person that's listening and think that they don't have purpose, know that you have purpose. Know that you was not just dropped out of the sky, that God placed you here for a reason. So discover what it is inside of you. What that thing that makes you want to do. Forget about everybody else. Tune everybody else out and think about what makes you happy, what makes you drive, what gives you joy. Not happiness, but joy. And that's it. I'm out. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Appreciate
it. Where's the
wisdom advice? You dick. She came in here and gave us the gospel.
All I'm saying is, man, State Farm, all I'm saying. I'm saying, nigga can wear some khakis. And Frito-Lay, I'm eating some cheddar jalapeno Cheetos right now. So, you know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is, I like cheddar jalapeno Cheetos. I can rock me some khakis. And I had duck cheese steak one time. So, Affleck, holla at me. You know what I'm saying? Well, fuck it. And hopefully, we can be sponsored by Chick-fil-A, you know what I'm saying? I like lemonade. They fucking lemonade be fucking good as shit.
They got the best lemonade. Well, goddamn, best lemonade.
I ain't gonna lie. They should be having a pulp in it. I don't even be minding. Real shit. I should be feeling like that lets you know that shit
that's
kinda
that first
real.
Squeeze.
I don't believe it's all the way first squeeze. I feel like it's a little bit of artificial, you know what I'm saying, concentrate. That shit be like
that shit came out the Garden of Eden, bro.
That shit,
nah,
that
I ain't gonna lie,
good,
bro.
That's
them niggas must use agave syrup instead of sugar. That shit legit good.
That's that natural sweet.
I didn't know. Am I still on?
Yeah.
Oh, so you asked me the question. So I want to ask you a question. So how was your 2020?
My 2020 was alright. I traveled a lot. I've been a lot. Like, I've seen a lot. I ain't even gonna lie. I traveled to more places this year than any other year. which I'm thankful for. Like, I'm thankful I got to meet a lot of people. I got to do a lot of stuff. I smoked probably, like the best weeds ever this year. like, that's, like, a plus. One of my music videos hit 10, almost 11,000. So, like, that's good. I feel like I'm improving in my music. I dropped an album. Right before I ruptured my Achilles, I hit a game winner. So, like, I ain't gonna lie, like, up until that point, you know what I'm saying? If I would have just walked off the court right now, right on that game winner,
he want to be Derrick Rose so bad, like, to the
point where what you're saying is
he's here the same injuries as this man.
So talking about Derrick Rose, y'all know
I definitely can't wait to interview you for Damon Speaks, because you know I interview all of the hosts that are a part of O&E Dynasty. I get to interview everybody. So I get a chance, hopefully, to interview you soon. But I definitely have to give a shout-out to our hopefully inducted. We will get him inducted into the Hall of Fame, our producer, Brother O. Have to give a shout-out to him. I thank him for all that he do, and hopefully he'll get into the Hall of Fame this year. He's amazing. I definitely thank God for him and the opportunity that he provides for all of us here on O&E Dynasty. And I just want to thank you for what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. I appreciate what you're doing. So thank you.
I feel honored that you want to interview me. I look forward to being interviewed and continue doing what you're doing also. I think it's great that we have somebody like you, somebody upbeat and high-spirited.
And if you can, please tune into my show this Wednesday. I'm going to be touching on suicide. Of course, I am a suicide attempt survivor. We'll talk about how many times, but I am a survivor. I have two amazing guests that are going to be stopping by, Dr. Sonya Gray. She's an advocate for bullying and suicide awareness. And then I have a very special guest that's going to be stopping by. She's going to be sharing her journey to losing her daughter the day before Mother's Day to suicide. This one is very close to me. So please, if you are available, tune in. Some of the co-authors from my book, they're going to be chiming in on the conversation. I think it's going to be an amazing night. Anybody that may be struggling with suicide or mental illness, I think this show is going to be a show that they want to hear. So please, if you can, tune in.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll definitely tune in. I feel like I could chip in a lot. So, like, on my show, like, I sound smart sometimes, but usually, you know what I'm saying, I don't care to, like, let how smart and, like, you know what I'm saying, I don't care to, like, let that side show all the time because it's not needed. But, like, in the case of, like, shows like that, I like to, like, call in. Like, I feel honored to call in and, like, be able to, like, give an opinion. Anything I could do to, like, I feel like I could say anything to, like, help anybody, I feel like that would be nice. And then I feel like I ain't helped enough people to start this year. So, like, I feel like I want to help more people.
That would be great. I would definitely appreciate it. So I'm going to sit back and continue to listen to your show. Y'all have a good night.
Thank you. So,
Retro.
Yo, man, your
man mentioned Derrick Rose, yo. You know Derrick Rose landed himself back in New York today, right?
Yeah, I was about to say that was funny.
With who is coach again?
Dude,
he about to make that man play 48 minutes a game, bro.
Career about to on the Knicks where his career almost died. But fucking back to what you said, Derrick Rose never ruptured his Achilles, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I thought I was Kevin Durant. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to bounce back like Kevin Durant. You know what I'm saying?
You know, man, you got to cash out, man, like the song say, man. Only down one, but you got to shoot a three, though.
Listen, man. I'm gonna be like KD without the peasy ass hair, you know what I'm saying?
This nigga got money who don't get his hair done.
He said his mom the real MVP. She can't be. Why you let your son look like that?
Because ball is life, bro.
My mom used to hold my pen and brush my hair. She used to brush my face with a hard ass brush. Like, yo, what is y'all doing? This fucking...
Bro, you get
like,
paid $100,000. Brush your fucking hair. You used to pay somebody to brush your hair.
Like, yo, that shit is crazy. All the fucking bread you got, you know what I'm saying? You make 36 mil a year, nigga. Get a fucking brush. Like, that shit ain't that expensive. That shit like $5, bro. Like that nappy ass hair, you can brush your hair with a wire brush, bro. What the fuck is that? Like, my man shit peasy, bro. His shit so peasy. His shit peasy on fucking PS3. We on PS5 now.
God,
this shit 5K peasy. Like, this shit not even 4K peasy. This shit 5K peasy. You see parts in this nigga head. Like, that shit bad. Like, bro, you know what's crazy, though? I kind of don't even want to see this nigga with a baldy. KD with a baldy is probably the ugliest nigga ever invented.
This nigga.
Bro, he
gotta get
like one of those people from
He gotta get the Jaylen Brown, dog. He gotta get the box. He gotta get the Jaylen Brown.
I don't think that nigga can grow that high, bro. KD shit is weird, bro. Then his head shape. Bro, he really looked like one of them worms off of fucking off of Men in Black, bro.
He said it.
He is an ugly motherfucker, bro. DJ Spindle, can you guys check for me while I process the fact that KD don't know how to brush his hair and he 30? My man got a 4-foot long turn. no Kizzy though. The fucking soundtrack slapping tonight. No cat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is perfect get high music.
Good vibes.
They said niggas can't be ignorant to soul music. Why? Niggas in the 70s just listen to fucking Gil Scott Heron and do drive-bys. Yo, I find that shit hilarious. It's like, yo, niggas ain't think that shit was weird at all, but, like, nowadays, that shit is some funny shit. Like, that's, like, the equivalent of, like, niggas driving, like, imagine, right? Just close your eyes and imagine, right? You and your homies. Y'all get into a fight with niggas. They tell niggas they gonna kill y'all. They ever see y'all again. Boom. So you and your homies, y'all get in a car. Y'all go plot the ride on these niggas, you know what I'm saying? They're a little distracted. Y'all go spin on these niggas' blocks, and y'all go shoot that up. Whole time that shit was playing, I mean, whole time all that shit is happening, Excuse Me, Miss by Chris Brown was playing. Shit crazy. You know what I'm saying? We got caller on Q, caller 5. What it do? You know what I'm saying?
Congratulations, Retro, on your O&E syndicated station all time connection record with your 26th all time and third consecutive. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hi, Max. See you working.
Listen, man, this is a progressive train, man. We going to continue to go up and up and then continue to go up some more. You know what I'm saying? That's just what we do over in O&E. You know what I'm saying? That's just what we do. No, but on some real shit, though.
Like, I like that.
That vision I just gave y'all, that shit was kind of weird at the end, right? You imagine all that shit and then... Don't know your name, but excuse me, man.
Excuse me.
Playing while you're in the car. Some niggas are going to
you supposed to be listening to Meek Mill when you doing the net.
They ain't had no Meek Mill. All he had was Chris Brown. You know what I'm saying? Like, you imagine driving down. My girl likes to party all the time. Party all the time. So you some shit. Like, damn, you just got killed by a nigga listening to Eddie Murphy. Yo, I ain't gonna lie, bro. If I was rich, I would make them niggas fucking bring back the Get Down, bro. Like, why is that not a thing no more?
Because it's 2021.
Wow, they canceled that shit about some tickets, though. I don't know what's up with them niggas. That was like the best shit on Netflix while I was on there. That shit was like about kids that was rapping and shit. I was like 19, 18 when I seen that shit. I was like, damn, bro, this could be me and shit. They canceled this shit out there, bitch. I'm like, damn. Just when I thought I seen my life on camera and shit, I was all excited.
They need to get the budget,
bro. I could be me. I could do that and shit. They cancel that shit. Just like, damn, they just piss on the dreams of the little black boy. Like, you ain't never gonna be no goddamn rapper, nigga. They canceling shows about rappers and shit. We got 1,000 fucking reality shows and shit. Billion shows about fucking lesbian white girls on dystopian planets and shit. We got all this shit. And then we get one fucking show about my man Zeke fucking rapping and shit. My man Bitch start doing it dirty and shit. We ain't get no resolution. Jaden Smith start doing drugs and fucking filmed himself in a fucking bisexual relationship. I'm confused and I need answers. Like, they just canceled shit. Meanwhile, fucking, we got bullshit shows, Vampire Diaries and Stranger Things and American Horror Story. Man, fuck that shit, man. Give me some Get Down. Fuck. I want to watch niggas rap on stage with corny-ass, outdated beats and nut-ass afros. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's just what I want.
You know what you should do?
What?
You should fucking request that shit, man. Netflix got the website.
Bro,
you go on the website and I think you can request that shit.
Nah, man, we're going to start a petition. We're going to get the Get Down back popping. You know what I'm saying? We got all this bullshit-ass, boring Netflix bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Only thing Netflix put out that really be good, that the original shit be their cartoons. Everything else be shitty. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to lie.
I'm mad they got rid of The Office.
Shitty, but it don't be the best. I ain't going to lie, man. Get Down was tough, man. They need to, you know what I'm saying? They need to get down with the Get Down. You know what I'm saying? But it's in gozy time, you know what I'm saying? Take the floor.
Listen now, first of all, this is a wonderful show. Lindsay and Will, of course. You know, Big Will Holmes is part of the Merc City Hip Hop programming. And what more can I say? Continue the legacy. Thank you so much, Big Will. And Lindsay, great. You know, you're part of the, you know, alumni legacy. You know, you, when you came on with Mizzy back in 17, look, man, you know, Merc City was, you know, laying dormant for a while. And we brought it back with the help of Retro Mizzy. And he did an outstanding job. He's still part. He's really, you know, what's your host of Merc City? You're always a host. Of Merc City. Doesn't matter. Shout out to Linwood Michi. Shout out to Quan the Poet. Shout out to Cruz Ellis, AG. You know what I mean? Ricky R. Jones, right? Right? Retro Mizzy, like, the legacy continues, man. Now Sharice Lee. You know, what more can I say, man? And also, Looking Glass Entertainment, thank you for, you know, taking us to the next level. You know, 2021, my 2020 was outstanding. You know, building the network, man, from under a million to almost five. And, you know, tonight, you know, congratulating, you know, Mizzy on his 26th. He's legendary, guys. 26 all-time connection records, you know, and three consecutive. Yeah, he took a hiatus, but doesn't matter when you come back on the, you know, that streak continues. And so I want to shout, you know, our brand new sponsors this week that are, you know, going to be on every single show. You know, shout out to State Farm Insurance, Aflac, as well as Frito-Lay Incorporated. What more can we say that Oney Dynasty is going to another level? And thank you to Ansel Thomas Smith for putting that plug out there for me being producer emeritus in the Hall of Fame, hopefully. You know, nomination comes the 7th of April. And of course, in June, it's unlike, you know, how broadcasting has to wait to almost, you know, into October. But, you know, hopefully this year I'll be recognized like I should be. And I say that because, you know, it was hard work, you know, going on in my ninth year in broadcasting. So I want to thank Retro Mizzy for continuing that legacy tonight. Tomorrow night on these O&E stations, we have the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrining for the class of 2019, Mr. Jerry Petito, the Jersey Jewel. And, of course, the Jerry Petito Show right here, Studio A, Lagos, Nigeria, 9:30 Eastern, standard time on these O&E stations. And, of course, Damn Network has advertising to Orny, which is Oladeli and Gozi Enterprises. It reaches, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Gozi Prime Time on at Damon.com. We're in Gozi Time both on Twitter and Instagram. Oladeli and Gozi at Paris and Google Plus. Oladeli Malaywa and Gozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, Retroland, as well as the Historic Determined and Motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? olaydaylay.ingozy.myandgmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer. Hopefully one day, the world's favorite producer. Ola Deli Malaya and Gozy saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Retro Mizzy, legend, the host of Merc City Hip Hop Program and his own Retro Land. You have 2 minutes left to go in the program.
Listen, man, shout out everybody that called in. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Will. Shout out my boy, Short Fuse. Go follow my boy, Short Fuse, official Short Fuse, on everything, especially IG. My man got music, great music. Definitely coming out soon. My man, Will Millions on Instagram. I think that's what it is. Shout out my man. He support everything I do. And I appreciate that shit sincerely. You know what I'm saying? Shout out everybody else that listen. Listen, man. We going to the top, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Frito-Lay, shout out Affleck. I'm just saying, State Farm, I look good in khakis. Good night.